League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, welcome to Daily Notes. So, grade 7 for me next. And one of the songs I'm going to be doing for my grade 7 is Smoke Gets in Your Eyes by the brilliant Jerome Kern. They said someday you will find all whose love are blind. Oh, when your heart's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes. So, grade 7, you know, from a standing start 3 years ago, just trying to do better, you know, as we've all done in the last year, I think, or most of us have done, try to be better people. But the interesting thing is, the very interesting thing is, there are still bastards out there. Still bastards. People that wake up and think, what's the most bastardy thing I can do today? Spreading shit about people being bastards, being horrible. So, you know, like bees. You know, why do bees still exist after the pandemic? Why are they still being bastards? I was in Berlin a couple of months ago when comedy existed briefly, doing some shows, and it was wonderful. It was Berlin's fabulous place, ruined by bastard bees. Bees and wasps. And people all, I'm sure, writing in their millions, going, oh, bees and wasps are good. They're not good, they're bastards. They wake up and think, what's the most bastardy thing we can do today? Michael McIntyre, I was watching him over Christmas, and he does this routine, very well observed, about how there's three types of reactions to bees: the standing still people, the wafters, and the runners away. But he missed out the fourth type of person. The way they react to bees is that, and this is someone like me reacting to a bee, is like, oh, however much you try to be good, there's always a bastard that will try and bring you down. that fourth type wouldn't have gone down well at the London Palladium or wherever Michael McIntyre was doing that. But there is someone like me who just think, oh, whatever you do, however much you can have a good time, there's always going to be a bastard that comes along and ruins it. And bees are particularly bastards, because I've done a bit of research into bees, and the reason I think they're bastards, it all comes down to love, and in their case, making love. Now, the hive is an awful, sordid place to be, if you'll pardon the pun. It's a sordid place to be. It's a type of place my grandma would have called, it's a bit like Soho, full of depravity, because the queen bee just sits there and all day just gets fucked by bees. And when the bee, this is a certain type of bee, as I say, I haven't done much research, but when the bee comes along and gets to the front of the queue and comes into the queen bee, what happens? The bee's dick and the bollocks explode. Yes, the bee's dick and the bollocks explode on orgasm. Now, the first question is, do the bees know that that's what's going to happen? And again, from my research, the bee's brain has 1 million neurons, yeah? which is more than some people, surely. They must know that their dick and bollocks are going to explode. You think, well, why would they do it then? Because men, if there was an orgasm that was so powerful and so good that your dick and your bollocks would explode, we'd be lining up for that orgasm, wouldn't we? You know, we would. Right, so it's a lack of love, isn't it? You know, bees are angry. They're angry, you know, they're like the football supporters that were booing when the footballers were taking the knee. Those people have a lack of love, don't they, those football supporters? They're not getting home and going, oh, hello, darling. I've had a wonderful day. What was I doing today? I was booing footballers that were supporting Black Lives Matter. But do you know what I did on the way home, darling? Because I love you so much. Here's some flowers. Here's some flowers, darling. And here's a ring because I love you so much. I'm going to go down on one knee, actually, and ask you to boo. It's a lack of love from bees. And that's what we all need. And that's what this is about. Putting some love into your heart. So what I would say is, if you're looking for love, if you're a bee looking for love, don't go to the hive. Don't go to the hive of depravity and line up in the Soho hive, as my grandma would have said. Listen to Jerome Kern. Listen to releases something inside of you, doesn't it? It's like in the same way that a personal trainer will say, you know, do cold water swimming. You know, they're not just being bastards, are they? They are releasing endorphins inside you. It's the same feeling of falling in love, and that's what classical and great piano music does as well. And that is why over the next year I'm going to be writing some songs, hopefully inspired by love. And the first song I wrote is called Roses from Joe, and it goes along with my show, which I'm very proud today to have been rewarded by a guy called Chris, who does a blog in Buxton. Check my Twitter. I got a bronze medal in his awards. So that's my first award of the year. Keep those awards going, baby. And if you want this whole song, I'm going to put it on the Patreon, patreon.com/NathanCassidy, and you'll be spreading love, because half of the money I just decided yesterday is going to food banks in Hackney, which is where I might live or might not. Don't stalk me. Okay. Thank you very much for listening. Please listen to this for the whole year is when I'm doing this, and please listen to my other podcast, Psycomedy, from Pod People Productions. So let's end on a little bit of Roses from Joe. Here we go. Send your love into the air. Send your love just everywhere. And she'll be thinking about you. Lots of love. See you tomorrow.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreestyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreestyleLibre.us.